right now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Hope everyone's doing well and survived, if you were in the United States, and survived the 4th of July weekend. It was quite the weekend up here in Bend. A lot of floating down the Deschutes River, a lot of outdoor activities since we were in the 100-degree mark, and just enjoying all that Central Oregon has to offer. We're just going to get right into it today. We're going to pick up on these emotional habits of peak performers. We've been going through the mental habits, or we did go through the mental habits of peak performers. And now we're coming to the end of the emotional habits of peak performers, or those attributes, right? And so the whole purpose of these series of podcasts is to give you a blueprint and understand how peak performers think, how peak performers behave, what they do. This way you can take these attributes and begin to model them. In NLP, there is this process called modeling, and you find someone or someones who are doing exactly what you want to do or achieving what you want to do, and you look at how they think, what their beliefs are, what their values are, and then you start to incorporate that into your life. And if they're getting that success with that type of behavior, that type of thinking, then you would get that success too. So we're looking at peak performers, and so this could be a peak performer in sports, it could be a peak performer in relationships, it could be a peak performer in sales, whatever that means to you. We've been breaking down the mental. We talked about the mental habits, and we're now wrapping up this emotional habit, which is personal power. And there's two parts to personal power. There's the personal power that is given to a peak performer as a leader, because it's given to them by their followers. And I don't mean by followers like a cult, but those that are inspired by what the peak performer is doing, what their goals are, what their vision are, what their dreams are, and their tribe, as Seth Godin would talk about it. Their tribe gives them that personal power, and they freely give it because the fact that the peak performer, one, then first has his or her own personal power. Right? When we look at power, is that ability to influence change or an outcome, and that personal power is a source of influence or authority that a person has over his or her tribe, because the tribe has given it to them. And in order for that to happen, the individual must first have their own personal power, their own self-mastery, if you will. So this personal power is then based on a strength, confidence, and competencies that individuals require in the course of their development. It is, the self actualization, if you will, or assertion, and it's a natural, healthy striving for love and satisfaction and meaning in one's life. So the personal, where this personal power comes first, it's first developed within the individual. It's developed within them for this, the self-mastery of body, mind, spirit, of the physical, the mental, the emotional, the mental, all of those parts. The peak performer has that, and this is based on competency, vision, a positive attitude, and service to others. So as the peak performer develops this internally, a tribe is formed around him or her, and then they also give them that personal power for leadership. So when we start looking at this, it all begins with you yourself first, and that is developing your own personal power so that you will attract a tribe to you. You know, this can go back to the law of attraction or vibration, depending if you listen to Abraham Hicks or other ones. But if you, when you start to develop your own personal power, again, this is through some sort of a competency, awareness, and you create a vision, and you have your personal positive qualities around you, and you are of service to others, then they in turn will give you more of that personal power, that authority to move forward. If you are trying to demand followers, if you're trying to command followers, now this we're talking about in the normal world, if you will, not in a military aspect, but in a normal world, if you have a group of people who are interested in what you're doing and you start to command and dictate to them, that's not personal power, that's fear, right? Personal power is because of the positive vibrations that you're giving off, that you have changed yourself, that you have a clear vision of where you're going. You know your values, you know your beliefs, you know everything there is about you mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and you walk your talk. You are a living example of who you believe you are. When that happens, others will migrate towards you because they will see that you are demonstrating that it is possible. And so the key to this personal power is not to just collect a tribe, but take each individual in that or the whole tribe itself and help them develop their own personal power so that they can leave your tribe and another tribe will follow them. And they in turn will help that tribe. But if you're just doing things for yourself and nobody else, if you are demanding, if you are commanding, that is not true personal power. And that is not, and but the true personal power is one of those emotional habits of peak performers. And it's in the emotional part because it has to do with so much of our internal state, that positive state, that confidence, that assuredness, that vision, all of the positive qualities come into this personal power. This is why it's underneath the emotional habit. You know, the peak performer with this personal power, they make other people feel important. So they are focused on the other person, not so much themselves. They're not so concerned, or they're not concerned at all with how many people are in their tribe and how can they get the tribe to do this and how can they get the tribe to do that. What they're more concerned is helping them feel important, helping them feel self-empowered, helping them take their life in their hands, helping them become self-masters. They also are calm, right? They're calm, they're assured, they're assertive, not aggressive, right? Assertive is really just saying what you want, standing for it. Aggressive has an anger behind it, has this angst behind it when you're asking a request or giving a demand. So a peak performer, right, has this assertiveness about it. And that is basically, you know, perhaps you could say not taking no for an answer if you're in sales. However, what I would say is it's actually just getting to an answer, being assertive and getting to an answer, whether it is yes or no. So, and if you're asking somebody out, you know, and they go, I'll get back to you. The assertiveness is getting yes or no as an answer. It's getting that answer. The peak performer understands that hard work is required for success and can relate to others who may be in the beginning part of that and struggling to get their success in whatever aspect of life. So they understand that that hard work is essential, and they can relate to others going through that, and then they can help those others get through that time where it is tough. So the this personal power is all-encompassing, if you will, because it takes into account the individual. The individual first has to develop their own personal power of influence and authority, because if they don't have it first, they won't attract the tribe or they won't get the respect. So if they are a boss or a manager or a business owner, they won't get the respect from their subordinates or their employees or their team if they don't have that personal power. If they do have that personal power, they will help their team. They will help their employees feel important. They will help them climb that corporate ladder, if you will, or go for more job enrichment or go for more education. They will help them in that respect, and they will gain the respect of the people. If they try to demand the respect, that is not using personal power. That's dictatorship. So as a manager, as a business owner, as a leader in business, that personal power is shown by how much respect is given to them by their employees, by their customers, even by their competitors. So when you start, if you start looking at yourself and people aren't behaving in a certain way, it may be an indication of lack of respect for what you're requesting. It's they don't relate to you because they may see you doing one thing and saying something else. So you have to look at your own personal power, how your thoughts meet your behaviors. Are you saying and doing the same thing? Are you in congruence with yourself? So we could go on about this, but that's the one thing is when you're in personal power, when you have this ability, you will gain the respect of others. They will give you that respect freely. If you're not getting that respect, take a look at yourself. Don't demand it from others. So with that, I hope you like this podcast. If you'd like to get some more information actually on developing, because this personal power and respect and the feedback that you get really is a basis of mental strength, because we have to be able to be mentally strong enough to take an account of ourselves, to understand what we're thinking on the inside and how we're behaving. And my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, really does help out that specifically. You can find a banner on that on my blog post or my blog. You'll see a link for it. The other is I would ask you to consider if these series of podcasts have really resonated with you, I would consider looking into The Warrior's Quest. The Warrior's Quest is a private 3-day one-on-one intensive. That is me and you and nobody else. We go to a retreat area. I take care of the food and the lodging. There's no TVs. There's no internet. So there's not a distractions. There is just you and me for 3 days of getting deep into your beliefs, deep into your values. What do you want in life? Creating a vision. And then it's followed up with a year of coaching. So if these have resonated with you and you're having a difficult time, maybe invoking these habits that we've gone through so far, contact me about The Warrior's Quest or just pick up the book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. So again, if you found this podcast helpful or if you'd like me to go deeper into it or cover other subjects, please, I'd love to hear from you. I get feedback all the time about how great how much the information has changed people's lives, and I'd like to be able to follow up with some additional information, perhaps a different way of doing it. Would you like to see, a YouTube about this? Please provide some information back to me. I really would appreciate it. You can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. Then look for the Contact Me tab and then send me either a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior.
we are. Very soon.